Hello, this is the meeting of the Pacifica National Board Coordinating Committee. I am Wendy Sherrell, the convener. We're calling the meeting to order at 8:55 Eastern Time. I'm going to call the roll of Joe Wanzala.
Yeah, I'm sorry, here.
Bonnie Simmons.
Yeah.
Wendy Sherrell is here. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Jamie Ross.
Here.
Afia Wangaza. Is there anyone else who should be on this committee whose name I didn't call? I think that's all we have. We need to remind WPFW that, or the PNB, that we need to get a member from WPFW for this committee. Okay, so the only things that I had on the agenda were we're continuing to work on the agenda for the National Board meeting in Berkeley on April 24th through 26th. And when we were off the stream, we went through a brief rundown on who had places to stay as yet. We didn't feel it was appropriate to talk about that on the meeting, but the people in Berkeley are working on trying to secure housing at the least possible cost for several of the board members who haven't already found a place to stay with other people. So, and I just sent around a draft agenda prepared by Susan Young in consultation. Well, I don't know with who. And we're
I asked her if she would put together an agenda.
Okay. Well, she's put together a very nice agenda, I think. And basically what the focus of this agenda is, this is such a critical time for Pacifica.
Hi, this is LaVarne.
Oh, good. Oh, LaVarne, you're the other one on this committee. Okay, so LaVarne, we were just talking, so I didn't send this agenda to LaVarne.
That's okay. If you don't need me on the call, I'll get
off. No, we do. So you're not getting off that easy. So Susan Young and was helping Grace put together an agenda for the April meeting, the Berkeley meeting. So we were just looking at that, and really the thinking here is that the emphasis, this needs to be a working meeting with emphasis on finance and what we're going to do about finance. So let me just be quiet for a minute, see if someone else can talk while I send LaVarne this agenda. Wouldn't want to talk about anything.
I could pick up a few detail things as I'm looking at this draft.
Great.
Number one, we will need to switch dinner on Friday to 6 to 7. And move down because it's not open.
Hey, Joe, is there any way you could take notes for this meeting?
In part, I'm going to be in transit, so...
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to be...
Well, Bonnie, could you write down what you just said?
Yeah, I'm doing that, but
okay.
I can't really take notes because, as I said, I'm going to have to leave since we're half an hour late already.
Okay, I'll pick it up when I get done with this.
All right, so that moves public comment to 7 to 8. That moves the briefing. Now, I'm a little confused by the briefing and discussion read WBAI. Generally, it seems to me that haven't we had the station that the meeting is happening in that town of do their discussion that first night? We don't have to, but KPFA really does have to have a report here.
Yeah, they had it. She had it for 10:30 on Saturday, but it could be Friday night. This was just the way Susan did it, and I think that it's good. You know, we do need to have in-person discussions regarding the situation at WBAI. So maybe
right.
It does make more sense to do KPFA on Friday night and do WBAI on Saturday morning.
She might have thought that BAI goes with the item from noon to 5 on Friday.
Yeah, but are you looking at the agenda she sent?
Yes.
Because she starts the meeting with public comment. This isn't exactly right. I mean, I just suggested to her that we use the time during the afternoon on Friday for executive session stuff, and then that you know, to make sure we have public comment each day, and that we need to visit KPFA. So, you know, and maybe an hour is too long. Well, yeah, we just probably do need an hour for public comment.
What I did, roughing it here, was 6 to 7 dinner, 7 to 8 public comment, 8 to 10 KPFA report, and then KPFA visit.
8 to 10, the report would start at 8?
Yeah. Unless you have a better idea, which would be welcome.
Would it be possible to put public comment before dinner? I mean, it's kind of weird to start the meeting in public with public comment, but, you know, otherwise we seem to lose an hour there. Is that correct?
No, I think we should put the WBAI briefing and report in, as part of the executive session.
Okay. Or it could be part of that lump of time anyway. So, Bonnie, what time is dinner there again?
Part of the
dinner window is 6 to 8.
6 to 8, okay.
We moved up the dinner time, so that gives us time to for a WBAI report. Briefing and report about WBAI.
So that's the public session, right?
Good question. What do you think, LaVorn?
Some of it needs to be public, and some of it probably does not should not be public.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, here's my thinking, you guys. Okay, we have, you know, even in the noon to five executive session on Friday afternoon, we could have some of that stuff then.
Right.
But I really want to have to spend, you know, to be as clear as we can in the public session about the situation there, as much as we can possibly say, because there's very real danger, and instead people are arguing it as if it's politics. And so I want to have a real honest discussion with the public listening on what the situation is there as far as finance and its implications to the rest of the network.
Yeah, there's no reason why that has to be in closed session.
Right. Only if we talk about personnel.
Right.
So,
but there probably are some closed session aspects to it.
There are, definitely.
Well, I mean, but can we do those during the Friday afternoon stuff and then have a public version of that report?
Yeah.
And do we want to do it on Friday night or Saturday morning? Maybe we need to ask Lem Lem when she would prefer to do her KPFA report.
Yep. I'll ask her.
Okay. I think I just want to hear, we're not going to get, now that we've just like completely changed the whole thing again, I don't think we're going to get through this, like each little logistical thing on the phone tonight, but you know, that could be left up to Grace and Susan and whoever. But really, just let's get out here what we for sure want to talk about. Like last time we met, we decided that we needed to talk about strategic planning. That's how we called it strategic planning. This time, I think it needs. I've you know, refined it in my head. It's still strategic planning. You know, it's strategy on how to get out of this, but we really need to spend most of our time, in my opinion, getting on the same page about the money. So,
this is Joe.
Go ahead.
Okay, so one general point, it might be useful if we, and this is just a general format thing for the agenda, to actually put in the agenda, you know, at the end of each executive session, or, you know, on the executive session agenda, a reminder about reporting out. Because sometimes we get to the end and it, you know, we remember, like, just as we, I mean, this happens more on the call, you know, but this is, I guess, just to remind ourselves to report out, I guess it's the main thing. It might be useful to actually put that in the agenda. And then, in terms, obviously, this does look like a very good agenda, at least conceptually, moving stuff around, of course, but I agree with Susan and the others that we do have to focus on the finances and so forth, which means that, because at the same time, I think, you know, Grace has asked committee chairs to send forward, you know, issues that I have a pending committee or that the committee wants to send to the PND, or items that we're going to have pending on our current agenda. So we need to think about what we want to do with those. I mean, we might want to just not put them on the agenda if they're going to take up time. We'll put them on, you know, in other words, make some deliberate choices about what we're going to put on the agenda so we're not, so that the agenda is more realistic in terms of, from a time management standpoint. Because we have, you know, the section that says governance issues, there may or may not be more issues from the governance committee, but the governance committee can also, if it can tell the committee members, look, there won't be time to pick your top issues and send those. You know what I mean? In other words, we have on the agenda stuff that we can actually realistically get to so that the meeting doesn't feel constrained with too many things that we don't deal with.
Okay, here's my comment on that. I don't think we should be doing anything at this meeting that we can do at a phone call meeting. You know, if it's, you know, like passing a policy on, I don't know what.
Yeah.
But it seems to me if it's stuff that we can do on the phone, we should just leave that and when we're all together, work on this stuff that's really hard, that's really important.
I don't,
make sure we have
a
Pacifica in another few months.
I agree.
I agree.
No, I agree. All I'm saying is that we should be clear and realistic about that so people don't get to the meeting and think, oh, we're going to have all these things on the agenda and then it's not there. So we should decide that and be clear about it, you know, in terms of putting the agenda together. And that makes sense to me as well.
This is Ifia. I'd like to suggest that we consider having a facilitator to help us stay focused on strategic planning. I think that it's... Not only is it critical enough, but given my observations of our tendencies to date, that absent someone who would help us to do that, we're probably going to wind up doing what we always do, which is to be all over the map, if not chomping on one another. So I would I don't have a specific person. To name, although I was very impressed with Kim Klein at the NFCV conference, but I think that we would do well to consider that effort.
I asked Brian DeShazer and Dwayne Bradley to see if they could arrange for Kim Klein to speak to us.
Does she live in the Bay Area?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's great.
Who's Kim Klein?
She's a pretty famous speaker on fundraising.
Fundraising, oh.
You can Google her. Just Google.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's terrific.
You know, I think it's an excellent idea to have someone. I mean, we do it at my job. There's been, like, board retreats that talk about strategic planning and stuff, and we've bring in somebody. It's kind of in Nonprofit 101 where you read about how best to accomplish that kind of stuff, and you get someone from outside of the organization, you have your meeting someplace that's not the normal place, and there's all these little things. So I think it's a good idea to get someone if they'll do it for nothing.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if they... I just sent them a follow-up question about it.
Okay.
It'll either happen or not. It's pretty late right now, but... we could, I guess, stick her in someplace on Saturday.
Can I ask a couple questions here?
Yeah.
So there's an item on here, KPFA status of LSB.
I don't know what she's talking about. I think she's talking about that motion, the motion to rescind that we just had.
Well, who knows? We might be done with that.
Hopefully it will be, and we'll just take it off.
And I'm a little confused on Sunday by the use of the footnote number 1. Maybe I don't know the definition, but is that what we're spending our time talking about?
That was... that's for Friday, right? Isn't footnote 1 have to do with Friday?
I see what it is. I get it. Okay.
Friday's with the B word.
Yeah, she
I was,
really
I,
wants...
I was struggling
yeah.
say the B word, because I don't think that's the situation, is it?
Well, that's what we have to find out.
I think her concern is that people don't realize that we all need to realize where we are.
Yeah,
hard you know, our situation is we have a unit that continually runs a deficit, and you know, and we can't support it, and unless it stops, the B word is becomes more of a possibility.
Yeah. So anyway, in this, she's got a couple of attorneys on the phone with us. So
now, oh God. Okay, John, are you on the phone?
Yeah, I was going to ask him to get John on the phone here.
I mean, all I've got is an analog.
Wow. This is a great phone call.
I'm here.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
So I had ordered for you that analog phone line.
Yes.
But it appears that they're talking about having more than one person on the phone at the same time.
That's fine. We can do it with one of these teleconferences. And we can have it call us.
Got it.
And actually, I'm not sure if she meant to have them on at the same time. But I think I asked her about these lawyers she's got here. She says, yeah, she has them. You know, they agreed to participate by telephone if we would like them to.
She who?
Susan Young was helping with set up this agenda. Did you see this agenda that I sent around, Afia?
No, I haven't.
I just emailed it in the last half hour.
Okay, well, I'm not near a computer.
Oh, okay, okay.
I'd like to speak to that issue a little bit, you know, to motivate it on behalf of Susan,
That'd be great.
You know, because we have heard about, from Mike last year, about bankruptcy being a total horror show for Pacifica, given that we are short on cash, but we do have very valuable assets, which could be lost in a receivership situation. We've also heard from other people that bankruptcy gives an organization a chance to reorganize. You know, we've heard multiple things, and we would like to hear from, you know, we would like to get straight in our heads what the reality is, and also how close we may be to that situation given our current realities.
Yeah.
So I do think it's something I think is very important myself. You know, I really would like the PNB to focus on our perilous financial situation.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was basically Susan's thought. I believe.
Great. I think so too.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a little confused about the order of the agenda. It may be better to have the executive session on Friday take up the information about any legal cases or things like that. That's on Saturday, April 25th, 3:30 to 6:30. Because I think that the discussion that's listed now for Friday afternoon would be best done after a full financial report from the ICFO and the chair of the finance committee. That would make the most sense to me.
Actually, that might even be what she had in mind. Except the auditor is on there. She's hoping to get a representative from the auditor to talk to us too.
Yeah.
The thing is, if you wait until, you know, so late on Saturday to even start talking about, well, I see. The ICFO report is in the morning. But anyway, if you wait too long to get the real scoop, there's not enough time left to do anything about it. So I really feel that we need to, you know, at least start thinking on Friday afternoon about the, you know how it takes like till Sunday to get anything formulated, you know, and
yeah.
All right, I can work with this. It kind of makes sense. We can give a little mini briefing and.
I mean, I think, you know, we've been giving financial briefings all the while. I think, I hope people kind of have a feel for things.
I think maybe they don't.
Yeah.
You know.
I guess Susan's hope was to like bring home, you know, bring the issue to a more. I don't know, more. Bring more immediacy to the issue, which I think is warrant.
What Wendy and Bonnie, what do you and Joe, what do you think? Do you think that board members have a good handle on the specific of finances?
Why do we go in the order that you said our names?
Okay, Wendy.
Well. No, I don't because I don't. I mean, we were talking about certain things extensively, like when we were talking about taking out a loan, and then we didn't take out a loan, and then so right now I don't know where we are. We've got to be way worse than before when we didn't take out the loan because everything's gotten so much worse. But I don't know. I just haven't heard about it as much, so it's. And we are having arguments about how to conduct our election when I don't see how we can afford an election at all, and things like that. You know? So,
LaVarn, are you still here?
Oh yeah. I'm sorry. I had to step away. My bar friends. It's very windy out here. They're having like really really brisk winds. And a tree fell on he and his, they were out bike riding, he and this friend of his, so this huge tree fell on his car, but I'm back.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Why am I laughing? Yeah, it happened.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I don't get the feeling that people understand, you know, I sent the stuff out in the initial report that I sensed that there is a problem with WBAI. And I think that, again, that, yeah, Susan is trying, when she talks about bankruptcy, she's saying, you know, in terms of where we are, and just trying to get the feeling to get the people to know that, you know, we were there in New York, and you just can't idly sit there, that, you know, the people need to understand, and we haven't reported. And I've sent out to some and sent to Tony that, you know, he hasn't paid the rent in 4 months. And the reason why he made a payment on the 26th of March is because the landlord sent, notice to, what is it called? A 3-day notice.
And wow.
This was the second time it happened. It happened back in December, and that's when Lonnie got the loan from PFW to pay their rent immediately. He wired it to Roger Silverstein. And I talked to, and I've, you know, we've talked with Tony before. He talked about it. He said he was working with the landlord. So last week when Grace and I were there, we were trying to reach the landlord, but it was like the holiday and everything. So I talked to Roger Silverstein yesterday. And it, like Tony said, Anthony had said that, you know, it was just like too difficult to reach him and he didn't want to talk to us, you know, da, 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 da. You know, I talked with him and we had a long conversation and he said that basically that Tony had been unresponsive in terms of, you know, paying this back rent. So, you know, we need to, people need to understand 4 months of back rent.
Okay.
You know, we're talking about, can we go someplace else? Not with that type of credit record of not paying your rent for 4 months and requiring, like, you know, these 3-day quit notice or whatever to make you pay. So, you know, people need to understand that, you know, we're in, that BAI is, can, you know, we can't, we don't, first of all, we don't have the funds because the fundraising is not at the level in terms of listener support. So they need to understand that, you know, that we were in New York. We weren't there to visit with Tony, although Tony had asked us to come, actually asked us to come out when we first came into the job, like a couple of weeks later. But no, they need to understand that BAI is not raising the funds. They're not changing the program that perhaps will result in raising greater funds. And that, you know, you need to understand this. And that, you know, and we were there working hard. Grace is still there and the other guys there. And it's, people need to understand that this isn't a political fight. This isn't nothing to, like, you know, create some red herring or anything. No, they are not able to subsist as a radio station at BAI at the rate that they're going now. So
right, and we have to do something about it. So that's what we need to concentrate on at this meeting. So thank you. I mean, I'm with you. It seems like people should be understanding. The politics should be dying down a little bit, but there's
no.
That's why.
We can. We have firsthand reporting from last night that they're alive and well.
Yeah, I'm very sad. But anyway,
Wendy, I have a question for you.
Okay.
You said we need to get on the same page with regard to the finances a little while ago, and my question is, what could we do? You know, what could we do at the meeting to achieve that goal? Because I agree with you.
Well, I mean, even when we're all on the phone together, you know, people are doing other things. You don't know if they're getting every word. I mean, at least if we're all in the room together, I mean, even just the board members.
Right, sure.
You know, just really hammering this stuff out. I don't know. I mean, maybe what they were saying, having a facilitator might help a little bit to focus the board so we're not just thinking about those other people that we don't like and the other side of the table or something. I don't know.
I think that part of Susan's thought with these people was to some get, you know, not they're not exactly a facilitator, but they are sort of a focused person who's from, you know, not one of us.
Mm-hmm.
That might achieve some of that.
We were talking about, we'd asked a question a few minutes ago. If we all thought that other board members understood the financial situation,
yeah,
and we were going to start with Wendy, then Bonnie was next.
Thank you.
Well, I actually don't, and I actually feel that last year, maybe because Mike Martin had put in place sending all of the reports to the entire board, and inviting everyone to come to the finance meetings. I felt that, and I actually make an effort. I don't claim to be any great shakes at understanding all of this because it's not my field, especially. But I actually make an effort to really understand it when I'm given the materials. And I would very much like that. I have seen very few financial reports in the last 4 or 5 months. And I think that I could feel much more educated and comfortable in what I am able to understand if I were given more reports. And I usually try to listen to the finance calls whenever I can. And, I mean, Jamie, correct me, but I'm not sure that we've recently had all of the information that you've been asking for on the calls.
That's correct.
I think the board would be helped if they actually had a list of what our debts are, what is due and payable, what we have been paying. I don't even have a clear understanding anymore, and perhaps it's my fault, but I don't have a clear understanding of what money there is at each of the stations and how each of the stations is faring and how rethinking is working or not working as we are all trying to adjust to a difficult, you know, time right now that we're all going through. So I have to say that, unfortunately, I don't. I feel pretty adrift. And I was feeling much more secure and given the tools that I need last year.
Okay. And Joe, what do you think? Do you think people, other people on the board understand the financial situation?
I in many ways echo what Wendy and Bonnie have said. I mean, I'm sure people on the board have, each board member has their own understanding. I think, broadly speaking, board members do know the situation is not, you know, is not good. I think that obviously I'm sure that people on the finance committee have a much clearer idea. And certainly what Bonnie says about the finance, the way, you know, we are more involved with what was going on as a board, at least some of us, with what was going on the finance committee last year and this year. What might be useful, and maybe not, I'm just thinking aloud as I speak here, is if things were presented to the board in terms of if a broader picture sort of was drawn, that this is sort of the macro picture of the network, you know, sort of in clear terms, not so much in terms of spreadsheets and so forth, because some of that stuff doesn't register as clearly. So maybe in terms of a broader picture, like this is sort of the situation. If we don't do A, then B will happen in 3 months or whatever. And, you know, this, you know, I mean, sort of present a picture, give the board some sense of, you know, what, because I think if the board is presented with a sense of if the board doesn't make these decisions, then we're going to be stuck with A, B, C, and D or not. You know what I mean? So draw a picture for people so that they can know what they can do to act. I mean, some of the subtleties of things, some people get more than others, some of the subtleties of finances or bankruptcy law. I mean, some of that stuff may go, you know, some people will get it more than others, or some people have more patience for it than others. But if a picture can be drawn, and maybe this is where, or maybe not, I mean, I'm sure Jamie, for example, could do this, could present this sort of information, but it should certainly be tied in, and I think my sense is this is what Susan is driving at, to our immediate strategic planning. I mean, there's sort of more longer-term strategic planning that's maybe more fun and interesting because it's sort of, you know, these are all the fun things you can do. But strategic planning in the short term could be, maybe, I'm hoping that the idea of the facilitator won't be only tied to whether or not Kim Klein can come, but we should have some kind of facilitator, whoever it is, to help us walk through this discussion so that there's sort of a discussion of what are finances, what is the situation with the finances, and what should we do as a board. I mean, beyond the hand-wringing discussion that we should have, the board should try to come out of this with at least a contingent set of things we should be thinking about doing or not doing as a board, if that makes sense.
I think it makes sense.
Yeah.
I think maybe a macro view. Showing with graphs and charts, maybe showing exactly how much we have in the bank, how much we owe, projected legal expenses also, you know, that may be coming up, and if we have an election, which I hope we will, the election costs, and what kind of income the stations are bringing in individually, what their expenses are, if their expenses are exceeding their income currently, what the projections are, all those kinds of things. I think that that's what the board needs to get a grasp on to do strategic planning.
Can we designate, who can we designate to help do that work? I mean, I know obviously Jamie as chair of the finance committee, as a student.
Well, I'd be happy to do it, but I need, you know, I need information. I can't work without information.
Right.
But information is coming out. It's just not coming out in a nice little format, or it hasn't. But now that we're through with the audit, Efren will get back on producing the reports in the nice format that I had created. But the information, Lynn sends that the package out, so we can just send out the raw data like Blaney always did. But to do
the raw data is fine.
Any
data.
Lynn sends that out every month. We send that out at the end of close. We'll have, in fact, today we're supposed to close, so we should have some numbers. We should be able to get it out. The preliminary numbers I'll have tomorrow, which I'll send out to the whole board.
That'd be great.
Yeah, that's all. It's just that in terms of putting it in the nice little format. But yeah, that goes out every month.
And so you'll be able to send the raw data to us all tomorrow, and then follow it shortly.
I'll check. We should have it tomorrow. Tomorrow, because we close today, and that just means that if everyone has their information in, it should be ready tomorrow. Yeah, I'll have preliminary numbers, and we should get that tomorrow. But yeah, the same. I mean, the information that we've sent out are always, you know, the information out. It's just that you know, from the very start, BAI has definitely been the problem.
Well,
there's no, you know, the situation is very bad.
Well, you know, we keep hearing that, but I don't hear any proposals for resolving it.
Well, that's why we have a team in New York right now to assess the situation.
And it's an agenda item. Hopefully, we can discuss that.
Yeah, it's an agenda item. And
to get back to our PNB meeting in Berkeley agenda.
Well, no, the BAI thing is an agenda item on the Berkeley PNB.
Right. We're going to need to wrap this up pretty quick here. Bonnie, you're going to ask Lamlam if she would rather give her report Friday night or Saturday morning, right?
Get off the phone. The one email I'm going to write before I have to run out of the building is to ask her that.
And then do you remember off the top of your head, can you tell me the different meals, and I'll tell Susan that. So you had dinner at 6 to 8 on Friday.
The window is 6 to 8.
Yeah.
The brunch hours on Saturday and Sunday, the windows are 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Okay.
And dinner on Saturday is 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay. All right. I will tell her that, and we'll...
And I believe that we are still intending to have everybody take care of themselves on Friday morning before they come to the meeting.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does anybody else see anything that we can get done tonight on this call? Anything that you want to put on this, you know, ask them?
You know,
to...
I just had one other comment about the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the time crunch, but I think that it is fanciful to think that we are going to do the IED report, the ICFO report, and all the committee reports in 2 hours.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense to me either.
I think that we are going to have some time spent with the election committee report, and I would assume that there will be time spent with the personnel report, because I think we all need to know where all of the job postings stand. The finance report obviously will be coming into play in several of the sections where we're talking about WBAI, but, you know, there's a lot of other finance materials that we need to go over because we do have 4 other radio stations, and none of them are without their own problems.
Right.
Is there no reason that the committee reports could not be written and then presented in summary, and whatever motions there are to be addressed, or that's where the time is spent as opposed to show and tell?
Yeah, it's the motions that take the time.
I don't think that anyone is anticipating show and tell.
I just really think that we need to encourage these committees that if it's not urgent to the survival of the network right now, then let's not talk about it at this meeting. We can talk about it on the phone.
I absolutely agree, and I think one of the ways of ensuring that's the way things go is that the reports are in writing, and that what we're dealing with are only motions that meet that criteria.
The only thing I'm concerned about is the election policy, which is kind of meaty for a teleconference.
Well, the elections committee is working on it, and then we'll have to go through it all again when it goes back to the PNB.
You know, Bonnie DeStack.
Yeah.
No, Grace, with the amount of detail that you've put into that election policy, I am curious as to whether you have spent any time talking to the GMs or PDs about the likelihood of any of the programming requirements that you've written into that being even possible for anyone to achieve.
The thing is, to spend $200,000 on an election where the bylaws mandate of really engaging the broad listenership doesn't happen is silly. We don't have elections then. We have, musical chairs of the oligarchy of the inside groups. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense. We have to outreach to the broad listenership. That's what the bylaws state.
As a radio person, I would have to respond that the prospect of what amounts to 37 and a half hours of tutorials on a radio station will do nothing except drive the few remaining listeners away.
Stretched out over 6 weeks. That's not that many hours.
37 and a half hours, Grace.
37 and a half hours divided by six is what?
Six hours.
6 hours a week, so that we can have, fair, open elections where we have really diverse boards that are diverse geographically, ethnically, racially, in every which way, that really represent our broad listenership, instead of just the insiders who happen to know about it because they're hanging around the station. I think that that's not that much.
So I guess the answer is you are not going to consult with the managers of the radio stations.
Well, I would hope that the managers of the radio stations would agree that they want to have really good boards that work with them. I don't see any other way to achieve that. I mean, that's what the bylaws state. There's been a reluctance on the part of past general managers to do this. And we've had failed elections at several stations, including KPFK.
Well,
our elections were very flawed.
Well, I understand that the minutes per producer has been meeting opposition with the elections committee. It might be a little much. I want to get back to what this committee is doing.
Yes.
So, I mean, Bonnie's advising that you talk to some of the GMs about it. I guess you can either do that or not. So...
No, it's a good point. I haven't had time to do that, but
okay.
That's a good point.
Okay.
I think we talk about it in the ops call on the Thursday ops calls. We have talked about it for the last few times I've been on the call. So.
Okay. Well, can you guys report back to us what they say? Because if the managers are in on it and they like it, then it'll be a lot easier for us to pass something like that. So, anyway, I really need to end this call, you guys. Is there anything else that we need to do here? I'm going to kick this back to Susan, and Susan and Grace are the ones working on the agenda, and all of us, if you guys could keep us posted, and we'll add our own suggestions in, too.
Okay, and I'll get with Jamie to see what you think that we should... the reports that we need to show, and I should have an idea of the reports that I will have within, today is Tuesday, by Friday, but by Thursday. So maybe
Good. Yeah, Thursday, actually, we have a finance committee call, so if we could get those preliminary reports before that, that would be helpful.
Oh, absolutely. Oh,
we're having a meeting this Thursday,
yep.
Jamie?
And Jamie, could you invite the whole PNB to the finance committee?
Yeah, I will. I'll send a notice.
If it's not executive session, then just we should probably listen on the radio instead of on the conference call that costs money. But really encourage people to come to listen or participate.
And we're not going to the coordinating committee is not going to meet again before the in-person meeting, huh? To work out the agenda some more. All right. Okay.
We could. I'm don't think I can.
Yeah, LaVarne?
Yeah.
Yeah, really what people want to know is how much money do we owe, how much money do we have, and how the stations are doing meeting their current budget goals.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have to present the data to answer those questions.
Yeah, those are the reports. I don't know why... I don't know. Well, you know, those are the...
Well, we haven't actually published... There's been no official report. There's been, you know, there have been reports of what our obligations are, but you know, it's not quite put down formally, you know. And it's probably changed since the last time we discussed that issue. So, but that's what people are most interested in,
okay,
as
well,
far as I understand.
You know, I'll just have we'll just look at. I'll be able to review it tomorrow. We'll just have send out the usual that she sends to the to each one of the stations, the business managers, and we'll just send that out.
You know, I don't understand, Jamie, because the last time we were on a finance call, we had the budgets with the budget column right next to the actuals column.
Yeah, that was for the whole network. We need a report like that that's broken out for every station.
I believe that report did have.
We didn't have it for the last month. We didn't get it for.
Oh, not for the last month. But before then, we did.
We didn't get it for February.
Okay. All righty.
You know, we need that's exactly what we need.
Okay.
Hello.
Uh-huh.
In terms of the facilitator, are we then? Is it the case that we're fairly sure that Tim Klein will be available, and now it's just a matter of sorting out the logistics?
We don't know.
That?
I gave that task to Brian DeShazer and Dwayne Bradley.
Okay.
I just emailed them today to follow up on that. So I'll know in a day or two.
In the event that she's not available, what do you want to do? I mean, if they did have a facilitator to have, I mean, you know, there's sort of two ideas. You want to have a facilitator, and it would be great if it was Tim Klein. If Tim Klein's not available, are we just going to leave it up to what should we do in that situation?
Well, it looks like the weekend is so packed that we may not even really want to.
Okay.
Could we at least
try?
Brian and Dwayne, who heard her at the I believe she lives in the Bay Area. So
yeah,
I asked
she lives
her.
In Berkeley. But if she's not available, did you direct them to try to find somebody else, or should somebody else try to find somebody else?
You mean to? I have not done that. No, I was waiting to hear back from them.
If you think this committee needs to have another meeting, I was going to say it could be next Tuesday, but I see there's a KPFK LSB meeting that night. Is anyone on this committee on the Racism and Sexism Committee?
No.
That's
no.
Wednesday the 22nd. I guess we could meet again then if you think we need to.
Might be a good idea. We can opt not to have it if we talk on email before that. But we should certainly have some discussion. We can't make a decision on email, I guess, but
okay.
You might want to have it as an option.
You're not going to have any streamers after the 21st.
Oh.
It's going to be hard.
Oh.
Okay,
well, it would be better if we did, but if we don't, I mean, it's just planning.
Well, can we say that, Grace, what do we want to do about the facilitator thing? I mean, do we want to say if Kim Klein can't do it, we won't do it, or should we say Grace can find somebody else? Well,
okay, you know what? I'm not going to have time to find somebody else.
Good.
Yeah. If somebody else wants to pick up on that, I would be appreciative of the help. Otherwise, I think we have a very full weekend. It'd be nice to have a little break for somebody like Kim Klein, who's very dynamic.
Yeah. I'd be happy to look into it, and if anybody else, I think we all can send in suggestions, and, you know, but I think it's fairly important or not, I mean, in terms of trying to get something concrete, because I think facilitators, if they're good, can be effective in helping us come out with some, you know, meaningful things at the end of a discussion like that.
Maybe if she isn't available, she could suggest a couple of people that could be
good. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. Okay. I'll definitely talk to Brian and Dwayne about this.
Okay.
Okay.
So should we schedule a meeting for April 22nd or not?
Well, this won't be streamed, but...
Right.
Maybe suffice if the coordinated committee were to get another copy by email of a revised draft of the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
and maybe be able to discuss it on email.
Okay. I mean, okay. We just have to really do it. And I'm super, this is the busiest time of the year for me right now, so I need other people to help remind me, too.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Okay,
well, then,
very good.
Thank you all very much. I think I'm going to go home
thank
from
you.
Work now.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.